I know that everything is so crazy and confusing right now, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the limited in-person instruction. The only guidelines for LIPI is what they call it, are you have to be COVID-free staff and students for the previous 14 days. And so it's not necessarily following the county metrics that are put out by the state. That's the only requirement. It's the exception to the guidelines. LIPI will be happening on Tuesdays through Fridays from 1:30 to 3:30. And so for this week, starting Tuesday, if your child is in grades 2, 3, 4, or 5th grade, half of the students will attend. Those are the kids that are in group A. So if your child, and you should have gotten a robo-dialer or you should have gotten a call from your teacher, if you have not received either of those, I would contact the school office at 553-1128 to figure out if your child is going to be in group A or group B. So group A will be coming on Tuesday and Wednesday, and group B will be coming on Thursday and Friday. So limited in-person instruction will happen in the afternoons from 1:30 to 3:30, and it is completely optional. I know some kids are super excited and ready to come back, and some families are excited to have kids come back. But if you are not feeling super comfortable sending your kid back either, you are completely fine with keeping them home during that limited in-person instruction. There'll be no new instruction. It'll just be kind of a review of that morning's lesson. So the comprehensive distance learning will still happen every single day for all students. So they will still need to log in at 9. However, the only difference being is that they'll only be in CDL until 12:30. There's no afternoon sessions at all. So if they had small groups in the afternoon, those are canceled. If they have like the PE and the music and library, those are all will all get figured out and rescheduled.